tortoise.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, record-breaking college basketball star Caitlin Clark is set to make her professional debut. What impact has she had on the sport, and could her success help close the pay gap between male and female players? That's after a short break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Until recently, the list of the greatest basketball players of all time was dominated by men like Michael Jordan and LeBron James. But that could be about to change. Caitlin Clark made her college debut with the Iowa Hawkeyes in 2020, and since then, she's become the greatest scorer in college basketball history and broken numerous records.
It's crazy to think about, and honestly, it's like really hard for me to wrap my head around. Like, I'm only 22 years old, and my biggest focus is just like going out there and playing basketball and having so much fun. But I would be lying if I didn't say, like, I do realize everything that's happening around me, and just, you know, hotel prices on days we have games here in Iowa City, or the way restaurants are packed, or how expensive it is just to walk into a door to one of our games.
During her college career, Caitlin Clark's dominance on the court captured the attention of millions, with many crediting her for the increase in people attending games or watching them on TV.
Caitlin Clark has brought a ton of new excitement just to the sport, period. And with that new excitement has come crowds, and with crowds comes economic activity.
Ben Murray is the Director of Policy and Research at the Common Sense Institute. He's been looking at the economic impact Caitlin Clark had on Iowa when she played there.
We saw attendance grow steadily throughout her time at University of Iowa. Limited, by the way, only by the capacity of the arena she was playing at. She played at sold-out arenas everywhere she went her senior year. So attendance could have been much greater than it was had the arenas been larger.
It was clear that Caitlin Clark was becoming extremely popular. So Ben and his colleagues wanted to find out how that was affecting Iowa's economy.
I think the GDP impact is, for me, the big takeaway. You know, you're looking at one young lady in college. She's, you know, 19, 20, 21 years old. And when we crunched the numbers and put all the data that we had into our economic model, we found that her impact grew the economy of the state of Iowa by between $14 and $52 million. I mean, imagine being one person, you're in college, and because of your talent and what you've done, just playing sports, you've grown your state's economy, literally new wealth creation in the state's economy, by up to $52 million. I mean, that's astounding.
Now, Caitlin Clark is making the move to the WNBA, America's top women's league.
With the first pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, the Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark, University of Iowa.
When Caitlin Clark's move was officially announced, ticket prices doubled, away game sales went up, and teams hosting Indiana began considering moving their games to bigger venues.
I feel like I'm just really grateful to be coming to a place that like wants women's basketball to be so amazing and continue to support it and to elevate it.
But what hasn't elevated is her pay. At least, not in comparison to the equivalent player in the top men's league. Caitlin Clark signed a 4-year contract with the Indiana Fever, valued at $338,000. She's expected to earn around $76,000 in her first year as a pro player, with this gradually increasing to $97,000 by 2027. In comparison, the top pick in last year's NBA draft Victor Wembanyama, signed a four-year deal worth around $55 million. The disparity has shocked fans of the sport and even prompted a response from US President Joe Biden, who tweeted that even if you're the best, women are not paid their fair share. So will the Caitlin Clark effect change anything? We'll have more after the break.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
The difference in viewership between the men's and women's game is often used to explain the large salary gap. But figures show that the women's game is growing. The 2023 season was the most watched in 21 years. The national championship game between Caitlin Clark's Iowa Hawkeyes and South Carolina was watched by nearly 19 million people, making it the most viewed basketball game of the past 5 years. Ben Murray believes that star players like Caitlin Clark can attract more fans to the sport and help to narrow the pay gap.
Just like any business, sports is driven by their revenues, their margins, all that sort of thing. And for sports, their customer base is spectators. Caitlin Clark has increased the number of spectators who are interested in women's basketball. We saw it at the collegiate level when she was playing with the University of Iowa. I believe we're going to continue to see that at the professional level, at the WNBA. And from an economic standpoint, I believe you can expect that that will translate into higher pay for these women athletes.
Caitlin Clark's star power has sparked a bidding war between brands. She's reportedly agreed to several lucrative endorsements, including a sponsorship deal with Nike estimated at more than $20 million. But for other women in the sport, it appears that their hopes of equal pay remain tied to the league's growth. Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. This episode was written and mixed by Casey McGlaw.
Tortoise. Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.